This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. As we heard from NPR, President Biden has paused new oil and gas leases on public lands. CPR's Sam Brash reports the move won quick praise from environmental groups.
Aaron Weiss is the director of the Center for Western Priorities, a public lands advocacy group. He says the pause should give President Biden time to rework federal leases and make sure companies pay for their climate impacts.
What we need to be looking at is, oh my gosh, how devastating it is going to be for the economy and our kids and our lands in the future if oil and gas companies keep going bankrupt and can't clean up after themselves.
But it's unclear what the moratorium means for greenhouse gas emissions. A lot depends on a final policy, and even if the pause becomes permanent, companies could simply shift production to private land. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver climate officials want most new buildings to use electricity instead of natural gas. Denverite's David Sachs has more.
40% of the buildings Denver will have in 2050 haven't been built yet. On Tuesday, the city's climate office released a zero emissions plan that would change building rules and curtail gas-fired heat in new homes and buildings. The main ingredient in natural gas is methane, a potent greenhouse gas. Denver wants to electrify newly built spaces with renewable sources like wind and solar. The city council will have to sign off on the changes, which would begin in 2024 for homes and 2027 for buildings. A spokesperson for Xcel Energy says the company is reviewing the plan. David Sachs, Denverite.
This story is an update correcting an earlier version that aired today. As the climate changes, Colorado will likely see bigger and more destructive wildfires. For homeowners living in high-risk areas, it's up to them to protect their property.
We accepted the risk to live in the woods. And so we have to do everything we can to be adaptive to living in the woods. But when a firestorm like this comes through, it's like, what could we have done? But you have to keep spreading the word. Wildfire is not going away.
Another installment in our series about wildfire is at cpr.org. Mostly clear for Denver, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo tonight. Clouds for Grand Junction and Vail. Lows 15 to 20 degrees across the state overnight. 27 in Denver, it's 29 in Vail. You're listening to CPR News.